You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Todd Hatton and Kathy Hodge and Rachel Gage from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
So who have you brought for us for a visit today?
Well, today we've got Sugar here to visit. Mm-hmm. She's a little older puppy than we've been bringing recently, but she's only 10 months old, so she's not exactly ancient yet. So. But she's 10 months old and very playful and fun and all those things that you still want in a puppy.
And she's absolutely adorable.
Isn't she, though? We knew that she would show up really good on those Facebook posts that are happening. Because she's only weighs about 12 pounds, so she's just a little thing. Mm-hmm. But she's we were told, the lady actually surrendered her, and we were told that she's a Jack Russell poodle mix, but we've determined, and she certainly looks like it, so whatever you're envisioning in your head by a Jack Russell poodle mix is probably exactly right.
But she's such an even-tempered
that's
dog.
The difference. You're exactly right, because the Jack Russell, tend to think is going to be pretty spastic and crazy and fun and, you know, just sort of berserk sometimes, and she is more the poodle temperament. Mm-hmm. And she's white, so she's got the coloring of both. Her hair is a little wiry looking, but then I think the poodle kicked in because when you touch her, she's really soft. Mm-hmm. And she's got two pretty little brown ears and then a matching brown spot right on the tip, the top of her tail. So she looks like somebody just could draw a triangle on her back, you know, and it'd be a perfect isosceles triangle right there. So, and she, when she first came into our foster home, she, I think probably in her previous home, had not been allowed on the furniture, mm-hmm. but we're not usually quite so picky about that with the little guys. And yeah. So in her foster home, she kept inviting her to sit in their lap. And mm-hmm. it was like she just didn't know quite what they were talking about. And it took her about a week to figure out that that was a pretty cool thing to do. So she enjoys, you know, climbing up and sitting beside you or sitting on your lap when you're relaxing and watching TV. So she is an atypical Jack Russell in that respect.
Yeah.
She calms down, settles in. She's thoroughly enjoyed visiting with everybody here at the station and willing to stop and talk to everybody and just visit. So she's a very sweet tempered little dog. She's, I think, going to make somebody just a really nice companion dog.
And I think I can speak from some level of experience that on a cold day, having a warm dog in your lap is just fantastic.
Indeed. This past weekend, I was just perfectly happy to have a cat and a dog all piled up in my lap. That's right.
Exactly. It lowers your blood pressure. It grows hair
right.
in your head, well, somewhat. Just does all sorts of wonderful things for you.
All sorts of good things.
But we have something coming up at the Humane Society this Saturday, if I believe.
We sure do. Sort of our last big event of 2013, we're doing photos with Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. We spell it CLAWS just to keep it in the scheme of Humane Society. But we have two wonderful volunteer Santa Clauses, Santa Mike and Santa Bob, that come in and are Santas for us. And they've done it for a number of years,
right.
And they're both very, very animal friendly. So we have folks that come in and just bring their dogs or their cats, you know, and want to have in the photograph with Santa. We have folks that just bring their kids, you know, and just get and make a donation of $10 to the Humane Society and get a photograph. And so we're flexible in that regard. We're going to be at the Weeks Community Center on Poplar Street at 607 Poplar Street from 11 to 5 on Saturday. And we're very animal friendly, as we would hope you would think. So we've had a variety of animals across mm-hmm. the time. We've had bunny rabbits and terrapins, and we had a lady that brought her pet chicken, and that's one of my favorite photographs, is the chicken perched on Santa's shoulder. Then we had a lady who has a miniature horse that does pet therapy work, and she brought the miniature horse in one year to have a Chester's picture made with Santa. So as you can see, we're pretty flexible. You get a 4x6 photograph printed off there while you hang around for a few minutes and put into a 4x6 frame, and then if you would like to make photographs yourself with your digital camera, you know, when you come, you're certainly welcome to do that. Lots of folks do that, and then run over to one of the photo places and, you know, get their Christmas cards mm-hmm. made and sent out. One year I had a lady come with her dogs, and she had photos with all of her dogs, and by Tuesday I had her Christmas card. So it's possible to do that very quickly. If you still have Christmas cards to get out and want to include your animals on them, you're certainly welcome to bring your own camera and take pictures as
well. A heck of a devoted pet owner, I tell you.
No kidding.
Well, since we're coming up on the end of the year, I do have to ask, are the calendars still available?
Yes, we still do have a few. We've got about 40 calendars left, and we would be delighted to have all those gone by Christmas. That would be wonderful. They're only $10, and so many people, you know, get one for themselves and then buy others for teachers and family and friends and neighbors and all, that you just want to give a little, you know, either a stocking stuffer or a little gift. For only $10, it's something they can enjoy all year. Mm-hmm. And all the pictures in the calendar are turned in by folks of their own animals here in our community. Mm-hmm. So there's just beautiful, beautiful pictures. One big one for each month across the whole year, and then lots of great photographs that are just sprinkled in through the month. So every time when we turn the calendar, you know, it's like, oh, what's this month? You know, who's going to be there? And so I think it's something that people can really enjoy, and it's a good fundraiser for us, and we really appreciate people's support. We have them at the office, and then we have a list of about 8 businesses here in town who also have them out, because our office hours are sort of limited, and that way people can work it into their schedules. Certainly on Saturday, while we're there at the Week Center doing the Santa Claus photos, we'll have the calendars there. If somebody's just out for the parade and everything and wants to just stick their head in and grab a calendar, they're welcome to do that. I've also got some folks that said they're going to come by Saturday for a DNA test, a canine DNA test kit, which we also have. That's become a real popular gift. You know, it's something that people don't really have to do, obviously. Right. You know, it's certainly something that's just fun to do. If you've got a mixed breed dog, it just it's a couple of little swabs that you swab their cheek, inside of their cheek, put them in a little cellophane pack, send it back to the company, and within 2 weeks you have a 4-generation layout of what the parentage is of your dog according to the DNA.
So it could solve a lot of mysteries here.
It's wonderful for those people that have a dog that every time somebody looks at it, they say, oh, what's that? You know, and you spend your entire life saying what that is or how you don't know what that is. So I know a lot of people have done it and said, it's so much fun now to be able to say it's a Sheltie mix. You know, it's a Sheltie mixed with this or that or whatever. Right. And so it's just it's a real fun thing and something that people don't usually do for themselves, which I think is what makes it such a clever gift for people to give. It's $60, and that includes the entire testing, you know, from start to finish. If somebody wants us to do the test for them and mail it for them, we'll be glad to do that. Or there's nothing to it, so you can certainly just give the kit to somebody and they can take care of it themselves. But it is a lot of fun and very interesting, and has some practical applications too, because certain breeds are prone to certain kinds of medical issues.
Right.
And
right.
So it can be very helpful to know for sure what that breed mix is in your dog, if it's enough of any one thing, you know, to really stand out. And then let your veterinarian know that, so that there are certain things that you can keep an eye out for as the dog gets older. So there really are practical applications in addition to just the sheer fun of it.
Well, it could be a very good Christmas for a dog owner with
Absolutely.
A DNA test.
Absolutely.
And one of these calendars, and of course I'm a big fan of the calendars, because in April and in June there's a snap of a very handsome black and white dog in there.
Yes, there is. And he looks mighty sharp in that calendar, too.
And he just keeps getting bigger. So.
I know. Remember, we didn't promise a size.
No, you didn't. But there's just means
we know better.
This means there's more to love.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Kathy, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.